answers.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window, tunnel, I'm shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for the word blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show. And we do come to you live at this time every Sunday evening from 9 p.m. Central to midnight. And that's in the Central time zone. Your time zone has to be adjusted accordingly. We know we're probably speaking to a lot of new people who are here out of curiosity for the first time. And I know some of the things that you're hearing, you might say that's quite incredible, because I know when I began my process of being involved in this, I said the same thing. But our present guest, Deborah Tavares, his, let's just put it this way, if you could find me a researcher with more detail and more documentation, I would be surprised. Just a reminder before we rejoin Deborah that we do have a newsletter feature at the top of our website at thecommonsenseshow.com. I would encourage you to sign up for that. And I'm also going to be appearing. It's something that I wanted to mention. It's the banner ad for this event is at the top of my webpage, and it's called Freedom Fest. In fact, my good friend Pat Wood is going to be there as well as many other really important featured speakers at Freedom Fest, which runs May 1st through May 3rd. If you go up to my website, you'll see the top banner ad there. Just click it on. The ad erroneously says I'm presenting on May 1st. No, actually, I'm presenting on Saturday, May 2nd. It's up in the Kingman, Arizona area, and we hope that you can make plans to attend. And please, if you're a listener to the Common Sense Show, come up and introduce yourself to me, because I like to meet as many of the listeners as possible. Our present guest, Deborah Tavares, is probably, she's probably got your head spinning from all the data and detail in the first hour, but we're just getting started. Deborah, let me throw it back to you, and let's pick up where we left off.
Okay, well, thank you, Dave. So in the first hour, the immediate action alert is for everyone to understand the real water facts. Go to primarywater.org. Understand we do not have a water shortage. Water is renewable. Now, I'm just going to read a sentence or so out of a newspaper here that we have in Northern California, and it's entitled Russian River Times. So for those of you that know where Bohemian Grove is, the Russian River meanders along the edges of Bohemian Grove. In fact, the Russian River supplies Sonoma County here in Northern California with the water. We discovered that river that supplies the Russian River, the water rights are owned by Rothschild. So we are having decreased water supplies. We're having things turned down because they're claiming that they have to maintain some of the valves. It's just exactly the kind of water reduction schemes that have been occurring in Brazil, in Sao Paulo. So we're going through a variety of reduced water situations that Rothschild is implementing. But I want to read a sentence or two out of the Russian River Times. The article is entitled Sour Grapes in the Wine Country. And they're talking about how out-of-state heavy industrial operations are coming from out-of-state into Sonoma County, into our rural areas. And they're advocating themselves as agriculture when, in fact, of course, they're alcohol-producing factories and large wineries. They have large venues. There are a number of people from all over the world that tour the wine country here in Northern California. But here's what they're saying in this article. Such wineries overuse precious limited resources, such as water, such as air, and land. which threatens the environment and quality of life in our semi-rural region. So I'm going to just read that one part again. The wineries are overusing precious limited resources, such as water and air and land. Now I want to read to you a word that I recently discovered at a science convention that is held yearly all over the United States, and it's entitled the American Association for the Advancement of Science. It's also AAAS, American Association for Advancement of Science. It's most important to understand the enormity of this association, this organization, millions and millions of people. It also is fully based on climate change, the false policies of global warming. They are fomenting the illusion of false policies of global warming entirely. But in between some of the programs that I attended, I kept hearing a word, and the word was commodify. And when you hear that word and the understanding that our language has been now weaponized, they're getting away with words we don't understand or with words that we've used that we sort of know what it means, such as commodity. When you hear the word commodify, you may think of commodity and not really think about commodify. Well, when you look up commodify and commodification, which is what they were talking about during this science program, you find that commodification means everything will be bought and sold. The weather, the climate, the water, the air, the food, and the people. Everything will be bought and sold. It's a Marxist theory, and it says human beings can be considered subject to commodification in the context such as genetic engineering, where that's happening. Social engineering, that's done. Cloning, they're doing that. Eugenics, social Darwinism, fascism. They go on to say an extreme case of commodification is slavery, where human beings themselves become a commodity to be sold and bought.
Deborah, let me interject this right here, and then we'll go right back to what you're presenting. But I want to point out the parallel of what you're presenting right here and what President Obama included in Executive Order 13603, and you can go to my website after the show and put in 13603 on the search engine, and in Section 601, it's also covered in 501, Obama talks about the use of consultants to be conscripted, consultants in quotes, and it says on there, you can be sent anywhere to do anything, and you will not be paid. So it's parallel. What Obama has put into Executive Order, Deborah, is exactly paralleling what you're telling us right now.
Well, yes, what we're seeing too with consultants, and I'm sure that you see it too, is mm-hmm. consultants are fomenting the agenda. Our cities are hiring consultants, expert consultants, generally from out of the area, that create meetings, they say, for public input. It has nothing to do with public input. It's all about the Delphi technique. It's the massive, masterful plan of mind control that started with the Tavistock Institute and then was brought to the United States and has been actively pushed forth by the RAND Corporation, which has the Delphi technique. In fact, you can also find out about the Delphi technique and the RAND Corporation in the report from Iron Mountain, how they would foment meetings to take over local governments. That's what has happened. All of our cities are incorporated, our counties are incorporated, our state agencies are incorporated. We are in a maze of a corporate structure, a de facto government, still with the illusion that we have representation. And sadly, I'm pretty sure people now are realizing with the intentional poisoning of our air, water, food supply, and even our clothes have toxic fibers in them, poisoning our animals and pets, the vaccinations, etc. We don't have representation. But the final comment about commodification is that the goal is everything that was unsellable in the past will become sellable in the future. And we're looking at the selling of air. We're looking at the selling of weather. we know that with the controlled weather capabilities, people will buy climate, and they will, and this has been talked about. Now, I want to get into some new information I've just posted on the website. Certainly many of you are aware of the Central Valley, the San Joaquin Valley of California. We've just recently discovered why the new high-speed rail was being built there. We're talking about a plan that has been approved for over $68 billion, plus, of course, because it never comes in at bid, of high-speed rail out in the middle of nowhere. Everyone was scratching their heads, wondering why is a rail out there in Medford and Fresno, Bakersfield. Well, here's the reason. They're getting ready to build an enormous new housing project called Quay, and it is Quay, and it's in the County of Kings, right in the middle, located in the San Joaquin Valley. And it's about 200 miles north of Los Angeles and 200 miles south of San Francisco. And it is in Kings County, off of the main freeway connection through Central California, which is Interstate 5. And the project is designed as smart housing. Everything in this 75,000 people populated development is going to be self-sufficient. It's going to be completely, they're going to have a one-system water supply. All reclaimed water is going to be used with water treatment plants. This is something that's extremely important for everyone to understand right now. In the water documents that I've referred to in the first hour that you can find under the YouTube of Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power, you will find one of the huge money makers for the global elite is profiting off of water treatment plants and desalinization. There is no need to have water treatment other than to try to clean up the intentional poisoning of the secondary water cycle, the atmospheric water cycle. It is horrifically polluted. But if we were to access primary water, we could increase our IQ just tremendously, because we would not be drinking polluted water. They're literally trying now to have toilet to tap. And they talk about that in this new development here in the heart of the heavily sprayed, heavily poisoned with all types of fertilizers over many years, the Central Valley of California, with this Quay development plan. It's going to be a completely encapsulated city. It's going to have all types of new green energy accoutrements to it. Again, you can also just type in your search engine, Quay, Quay development, and you will learn all of the aspects of what this smart city is. What
is this a resettlement community? Is this when things fall apart and there's food shortages due to the lack of water? Is this where they're going to relocate people?
Yes. Well, I want to talk about what smart cities are. Smart cities are all around weaponized disinformation of climate change. Smart cities are confinement cities. They are settlement cities. And it's based, of course, on the falsified science of climate change. So anything that's based upon something that's weaponized, that's not true, has adverse realities. I'm going to talk about, because smart cities are is a form of attrition warfare, where the enemy is contained and resources are managed, travel is controlled, and the enemy, which is all of us, are easily manipulated, controlled, and we are easily subdued. Now, you heard me use the word. I've heard this word used before. I never really questioned it. Again, this is part of the weaponized language that we all face. This is all part of Jade Helm as well. We'll get into that. Attrition. You heard me use the word attrition, warfare. I found that word, actually, on page 110 of the NASA war plan. If you go to the homepage of stopthecrime.net and type in the search bar at the top, NASA war plan, you can find this plan. And I'm going to read you this one paragraph on page 110. War between mass armies weighted down with outdated equipment has become a third world sport. The advanced world is too vulnerable to survive a war of attrition or mass destruction. The advanced world must learn to conduct its affairs by the threat or use of small, specialized forces exploiting high strategic value with the prize.
Oh boy, that is Jade Helm, deluxe.
That's Jade Helm. I'm going to get into that in a minute. We're going to talk about the attrition warfare. This has been going on for a very long time. It also refers on that page 110 of the NASA war plan. This is a document, a war plan analysis written by R.E. Simpkin, S-I-M-P-K-I-N, and it's entitled Race to the Swift, S-W-I-F-T. This was in 1985. Now first, what is attrition warfare? Well, this is what's happening to all of us on every level right now. Attrition warfare is the action or process of gradually reducing the strength and effectiveness of the enemy under sustained attack and pressure. So think about it. Chemtrails, poisonous food, water, clothing, everything, vaccinations, everything is weaponized. The weather is weaponized. Sustained attack and pressure, a process, a gradual process of reducing our strength and effectiveness. That's what attrition warfare means. And it's a scientific warfare. And again, it's based upon attrition. And this was originally published by the Royal United Services Institute. And warfare by attrition seeks victory through the accumulative destruction of the enemy's material assets by superior technologies. This is exactly what's happening to all of us here right now in the United States. It goes on to say that finding an enemy means locating him in both time and space. Fixing him is reducing his freedom of action, usually by immobilizing or suppressing him. That's what we're finding with our smart cars that have short range. People have range anxiety. We're being systematically and gradually limited in our ability to travel. This is a key element in attrition warfare. They say that even the most well-positioned foe, once they're cornered, can be taken down. This is what we see. And it says, in essence, a frontal assault on a fortified army position is not the smartest course of action. Yet no sensible military commander in the entire history of warfare has ever spoken against using surprise or seeking to attack the enemy's flanks and from the rear. The key element is the indirect approach, which is surprise. And it's the most useful, objective definition of surprise in a military context is that it is the result of an action for which the enemy is unprepared and is thus less able to respond effectively.
I just had a revelation, Deborah. This is Jade Helm. The jade is Chinese with the reference because it comes from the philosophy, the military strategy of Sun Tzu.
Yeah.
That's the origin of this right here. I've heard this before.
Now, I want to just take everyone to page 101 in the NASA war plan, and then I want to move into other aspects of Jade Helm. On page 101, they talk about machines, and they talk about how they are as smart as humans, and robotics will and are becoming the norm. They talk about binary biologicals into the nation's agriculture, the food distribution systems, every home, and every foxhole. We are the enemy. They say the next level is ubiquitous, cheap, micro to nano everything. Sensors, munitions, weapons, swarms, and hordes. The battlefield of attrition warfare. That's, again, gradual warfare. And they talk about the CNN syndrome, which means the weaponization of all media. So it's most important for people to understand how language has been weaponized. The media is weaponized. In fact, an extremely important YouTube for everyone to watch is called Cywar. And the same composer of the YouTube Cywar also did Human Resources. I would recommend everybody watch that to understand how incrementally, through a warfare of attrition, America and all Americans have been brought to their knees under the fabrication, too, of a legitimate government, which we have not had since before the Civil War. But I want to also read this, and then I'm going to get into what's happening with our soldiers and our Army personnel. This is from the private papers of Woodrow Wilson, who was president between 1913 and 1921. And this was found in his private papers, and it was written by Edward Mandel House. And it was as a result of a private meeting with Woodrow Wilson. Keeping in mind, this was between 1913 and 1921. Quote, "Very soon, every American will be required to register their biological property in a national system designed to keep track of the people and that will operate under the ancient system of pledging. By such a methodology, we can compel people to submit to our agenda, which will affect our security as a chargeback for our fiat paper currency. Every American will be forced to register or suffer not being able to work and earn a living. They will be our chattel, and we will hold the security interest over them forever by operation of the law of merchant under the scheme of secured transactions. Americans, by unknowingly or unwittingly delivering their bills of lading to us, will be rendered bankrupt and insolvent forever to remain economic."
We got to hold it right there, Deb. We're going to break, because otherwise we'll be rendered bankrupt. Stay tuned, everybody. See you on the other side.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Stay Balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, Your Key to the Real Fountain of Youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? Is it ringing in my ear? What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and we're in our final segment with Deborah Tavares. Next hour, we'll hear from Katie Whalen, and she'll be bringing us the Hot Topic Health Report. We're going to kind of span the globe and talk about what's hot and what's not. And Annie's going to be bringing us the news that you will not hear in the mainstream media at the bottom of the next hour. Deborah Tavares is our guest and has been for the first 90 minutes. This has been riveting. Her website is stopthecrime.net. And Deborah, before time gets away from us, and I know it will, tell everyone how they can listen to your radio show.
You can go to my archives, certainly, and pick up the past radio shows by going to the homepage of stopthecrime.net, scroll down to the Rinse Radio logo, and then you can click on archives. But you can listen to me daily, 6 p.m. Pacific time, by dialing area code 712-432-7855. Again, area code 712-432-7855. And also you can obtain any of the documents that you hear me discuss through a print shop for only the cost of printing and shipping by calling area code 707-586-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. Now, just before the break, I was reading Edward Mandelhouse notes from a private meeting that was found in the private papers of Woodrow Wilson, who was our president from 1913 to 1921. I'm just going to finish that up, and then I'm going to jump into something that will just knock your socks off. So Mandelhouse was saying, every American will be forced to register or suffer not being able to work or earn a living. Every American will be our chattel, and we will hold the security interest over them forever. Americans, by unknowingly or unwittingly delivered their bills of lading to us, will be rendered bankrupt and insolvent forever to remain economic slaves through taxation secured by their pledges. They will be stripped of their rights and given commercial value designated and designed to help us profit, and they will be none the wiser. For not one man in a million could ever figure out our plans. And if by accident one or two were to figure out the plans, we have an arsenal of plausible deniability. After all, this is the only logical way to fund government, by floating liens and debt to the registrants in the form of benefits and privileges. This will inevitably reap us huge profits beyond our wildest of expectations and leave every American a contributor to this fraud, which we will call, now listen to this, social insurance. Without realizing it, every American will insure their properties, etc., for us against any loss we may incur, and in this manner, every American will unknowingly be our servant, however begrudgingly. The people will become helpless and without any hope for their redemption, and we will employ the high office of the President of the United States as our dummy corporation to foment this plot against the American people. Now I'm going to tell you who Edward Mandelhouse was. Colonel Edward Mandelhouse, who was the agent provocateur of Rothschild, the head of the European Central Banks, who was assigned to oversee the President of the United States and Congress in the implementation of the central bankers' plans. House is attributed with giving direction and strategy to be implemented by the President of the United States and the senators to enslave the American people with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act and Amendments 16 and 17. The scheme also provided for the control of our courts in the United States via the 1913 creation of the American Bar Association, whose parent organization was the European International Bar Association, which was the creation of Rothschild. This allowed the international bankers to control the practice of law in the United States. So what is important to also note in the YouTube that I talked about in the first hour and want to remind and urge everyone to listen to and make copies of and get this out far and wide is Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. I have documents that show that the American Bar Association has assigned itself to creating laws and rules for all of us for the implementing of climate change policies, all based on fraudulent science. The American Bar, the bar card means British Accreditation Register, British Accreditation. And it is important to understand, this is Rothschild. Your attorneys do not work for you, nor do your courts, nor do you your elected representatives in your cities. When they become take their pledge to their local city councils or to county board of supervisors, those pledges are to the corporation, not to the Constitution. We're falsely misled into believing a lie that has fomented into the greatest siege upon America's history ever, where we all are now. I wanted to talk about an email exchange that we recently got here in Northern California. PG&E, who is run by Rothschild, if you type in Pacific Gas and Electric, or PG&E is the acronym, there are our gas and electric providers here in Northern and Central California, PG&E. And you type in Rothschild, you find that Rothschild's CEO sits on the board at PG&E, is run by Rothschild. And again, as I mentioned earlier in the first hour, PG&E owns the water rights for the water that comes to Sonoma County. So Rothschild is a major player in just about everything nationwide. You can search this for yourself. But because they have to keep the continued illusion that your public utility commission is running roughshod over your utilities, which they're not, they have to occasionally look like they're slapping the hand of the utility, which is what occurred here in California with the California Public Utility Commission, known as the CPUC, which is Rothschild also. It's a elected board by the corporate governor, who is also a de facto government as well. Our local, our counties, our states, our federal government, it's all de facto government agency system. It's really a network of corporations. And the concern that we should all have about the corporations is that they have no ethics, no morals, and they have no concern for life. We can certainly see that with the types of poisons and toxins and military operations that we now see coming down on us. This is a huge military operation and huge operations in every way, and we've got to look also at the source of money, which is primarily grants. But having said that, the CPUC in California had to slap the hand of PG&E because they are in collusion. And they required that PG&E turn over 50,000-plus documents some months back. And a research team located an email exchange between the Public Utility Commission and our utility company. I'm going to read you this email exchange. It is very, very daunting. The first email is dated August the 22nd of 2011, and this is from the CPUC to PG&E. There are six people copied and in this email exchange. They include the Public Utility Executive Director of the CPUC, the Vice President of Regulatory Affairs, the CPUC attorney, and an interim director of the CPUC. Here's the first email. It's from, again, the CPUC to PG&E. I assume you're assembling a high-level task force of washed-up and never-were, yet somehow movie star handsome, former astronauts to handle PG&E's response to the upcoming damaging space weather. I want to just insert right now. PG&E has a weather office on the 16th floor in San Francisco of the PG&E building. They have been getting permits for cloud seeding the weather, and they've caused quite a bit of poisoning in Plumas County. But having said that, again, upcoming damaging space weather. Also, please dribble out one at a time over the next few months all internal memos, lawsuits, PowerPoint presentations, and officer cover-up directives in which PG&E is repeatedly warned about damaging space weather and chooses to do nothing, then has its lawyers blame its customers, a.k.a. Earthlings, for an adverse consequence resulting. Now, in 10 minutes, this is from PG&E to the CPUC. This is a response to that first email. Just a reminder, PG&E are the first to propose a solar generator in space that will beam RF waves down to a receptor site and convert it to DC current. We have changed our receptor site from the Mojave Desert to Sebastopol, California. Sebastopol, California is where many of us live. This was ground zero for the beginnings of the anti-smart meter movement. Now, we had someone from Intel respond to this email exchange, and I want to tell you what we were told. The attached email exchange between the Public Utility Commission and PG&E is, of course, very disturbing, and as I said, we are ground zero. They go on, the first input from Intel on this was, Deborah, I consulted with a top agent, a man who has is a high official in an American electronics company with a classified job and deep knowledge about these matters. I have been able to come up with the following. This system is a set of orbital sun collectors which will concentrate sunlight and convert it to microwaves and send it down to a station to generate power. It, however, can be used by aiming it on a target below within a certain radius to completely destroy all human life slowly in a large city. A very dangerous, unneeded means of generating power now that we have so many free energy means available. Obviously, most energy producers are associated and under the control of the de facto corporate government and Intel. That's one comment. So I want to say to you that we were talking about if there was an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, which is referenced to many, many times in the NASA war plan, would we take down this diabolical system? They now have satellites up, and they have biomedical implants planned for everyone. And satellites can track and monitor and injure. This is psychotronic weapons system. That is a network that has been put in place. It has redundant systems to avoid total failure. And so when we talk about Jade Helm and what is potentially behind this, we have to understand what is on the U.S. Army Medical Department website, Medical Research and Material Command. This is what they say their mission is. This is regarding combat casualty care research program. The mission of the combat casualty care research program is to reduce mortality and morbidity resulting from injuries on the battlefield through the development of new life-saving strategies, new surgical techniques, biological and mechanical products, and the timely use of remote psychological monitoring. It's important to understand what we're talking about here. We're talking about biomedical implants that have been largely already implanted in the bulk of the population, and that has been the goal, because we're talking about body area networks for slavery. And a body area network is also referred to as a wireless body area network, or a WBAN. And it's a wireless network of computing devices that are worn on the body or clothing or implanted. While worn devices are not objectionable, covertly implants lead to victimization and slavery, because just any person can activate the implants called neurotransmitters, which are covertly placed by nerves to stimulate them. A covertly implanted network consists of multiple miniaturized body sensor units together with single body central units, which communicate with smartphones, providing a user to interface to view and manage the applications, whether you're home or you're at work or you're at a restaurant or you're even on a beach. This system can use wireless technologies as gateways to reach larger ranges using ultra-wide bands, some up to 4 miles or as far enough to hop through relays in a central location where you're being monitored through gateway devices. It's possible to connect to wearable devices on the human body to the internet. And they go on to say, a typical BAN, B-A-N, or B-S-N, requires vital sign monitoring sensors. This is how they sold it to us. Motion detectors to help identify the location of the monitored individual and some form of communication to transmit vital signs and motion readings to medical practitioners or caregivers. A typical body area network kit will consist of sensors, a processor, a receiver, and a battery. So what we have is we have, sadly, the weaponization of individual humans, the ability to create assassins remotely by biomedical implants in the body that many people are unaware of. Take, for example, the U.S. D.C. shooter, Alexis. he was complaining about being stalked, and he was exhausted, he was sleep deprived, and he was indeed being stalked by the government. He was the shooter that went and shot 12 or so people and ended up being shot himself. Then look at the Myron May case, another black man in Florida who was reaching out to organizations talking about being stalked and being traumatized by gang stalking criminal networks and teams that were using directed energy weapons on him. And he was literally being cooked in his recliner in his home to the extent that emotionally and psychologically and physically he couldn't take the pain and the trauma any longer. People were not believing him that this was the kind of technology that was being used on him. Many people also have voice-to-skull technology. It's very, very important to understand the expanse of technology that is being directed at all of us now. This is a scientific takeover of what we have known in the past as weapons using guns and bullets. They no longer need to use guns and bullets. Certainly they'll keep the illusion that guns with bullets are necessary for defense, but it's not. They can direct the cell phone towers, which you can do an antenna search to see where the weapons are located nearest your neighborhoods and your homes by going to antennasearch.com. You can find a printout, usually it's a 4-mile radius of where the cell phone towers are located. Oftentimes they are disguised to look like trees, or they're disguised in flagpoles. Many different kinds of disguises are made around cell towers. Then you can also, on that same site, antennasearch.com, do a separate printout for antennas and get a 4-mile radius as well. This is why it is absolutely critical that everyone clean up your homes as best possible to get the deepest rest that you can, because the assault on our central nervous system with microwave radiation frequencies and Wi-Fi are jamming our immune systems. We're being taken down by a attrition warfare, a gradual elimination of our resources and of our health. And that is what is occurring. And this is, of course, allowing huge profits for Big Pharma, who is certainly, through our weaponized medical, stealthily organized by Rothschild by and large, and we know that the cancer cures are also buried in the Rothschild Institute. In fact, one of the things I heard, Dave, during one of the programs that I attended while at the American Association for Advancement of Science was there will be no more cures. There will only be sick management, and that's what we see. We don't see cures.
Well, that's what we see in Obamacare, precisely. That's exactly what Obamacare is.
Whether it's Obamacare or whatever care, it's a plan that has been stealthily deployed.
Yes.
It doesn't matter who the president is. The fact that Obama put this forth wouldn't matter if it was anyone else. We have been intentionally taken down, and people are suffering mightily from all kinds of symptoms, from the poison food, the chemtrails, and, of course, the microwave frequencies. I want to just throw in a couple of additional things right now. Because for those people that wear bobby pins in their hair or have wire-framed glasses, even a belt buckle, a metal belt buckle, or coins in your pockets, these all act as antenna. You should not be having these things on your person. And, of course, everyone knows never, ever to hold your cell phone. Many people have the belief that if they use the ears, you can still hold your cell phones. You can get cancer in the palm of your hands. So it's important to understand that the bioelectromagnetic radiation, there's no safe limit. The first bathing of it causes tissue damage. We almost understand that. Because we don't feel it necessarily in the beginning. And sadly, we're also hearing about this group called electromagnetic sensitivity, EMS. That is absurd. This is language warfare. These are people who are suffering from illnesses from the electromagnetic spectrum, of which none of it is safe. None of it. and they're getting sick. And so they're calling them sensitives. Like, they are sensitive. It's their fault. They're sensitive. It would be like if you were on a battlefield and you were shot with a bullet and you went to the medic and he said, oh, my gosh, you're bleeding. You're sensitive to bullets. This is a warfare. This is a warfare, a frequency warfare. The cell phone towers, all of your wireless devices are weapons. Wi-Fi hotspots, weapons. The wireless computers in the schools of your children are weapons. They must destroy our children. There are no jobs planned in the future. Everything is going to become robotic. So they need to kill off the kids. Why do you think they have cell towers on many schools? Why do you think they brought in weaponized, cell-destroying, DNA-breaking breakage frequencies? Why do you think they're teaching our children nothing but scientific fraud of global warming in school? Why do you think they're doing massive data collection? They are destroying our kids. And I have a link on stopthecrime.net. You can probably hear from my voice. I'm extremely passionate about saving our children. And it's called Kids for Profit. It's on the home page of stopthecrime.net. Go and take a look at that link. It is not for the sleight of heart, because what is happening is the sexualization of our children in school. It's their MK Ultra networks now of sexualization. And they're planning universal preschool, a requirement. 3 and 4 year olds, whether you are a stay-at-home mother or father
Deborah, I've heard that, and we are out of time. I'm sorry. This has been enlightening. And, of course, we're going to have you back again in the near future. Deborah Taveras, stopthecrime.net. Deborah, thanks for joining us, and we'll post more about your radio show on tomorrow's archive that we'll put up on my website. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We got to scoot. We're headed to hour number 3. Stay tuned, everybody.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.